This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Arsenal through to the FA Cup quarterfinals for the 11th time under Arsene Wenger. They've progressed to the semi-finals in 9 of the previous 10. The only time they were eliminated was back in 2011 against Manchester United, Lee. And is this the sort of game where you think Manchester United will score over 1.5 first half goals? Is that this sort of game?
I hadn't really thought about it in this match, to be honest, but let's not open that kind of world up. We had a great text. We should just read the texts out. We had this text conversation the other night, Derek, which, you know, it just went on and on and on. I bombarded him with all sorts of stats, and he said, basically, the crux of the argument was, I loaded you up with stats. And you said, I'm trusting my own judgment. So I think I won. plainly, I won the argument. Do you know what? Of the four, I think this is the hardest one to call. And I watch these two teams more than I watch Blackburn and, you know, and Reading and Bradford City. I just don't know what to think about Manchester United. You know, from a statistical basis, they're very good at home. You know, we know that.
They just inexplicably at the moment, Derek, they inexplicably keep winning in the league. That last gasp winner against Newcastle on Wednesday night was incredible, really. Didn't deserve the victory there.
No.
You wake up this morning, you see rumours of a rift between Louis van Gaal and Ryan Giggs. I mean, in the past, you'd see these prices, Manchester United at 11-8 to win at home against Arsenal, and you'd think bookies have got it wrong, Derek, in all honesty. They've won 9 and drawn 1 of the last 10 with Arsenal at Old Trafford, went
including
to Arsenal,
including David Moyes, 1-0 last season,
and went to Arsenal earlier on in the season and won 2-1 and dominated that match. But it's just
the bookies. I've got it wrong. United should be longer. Seriously, I think 11-8 is a terrible price.
Arsenal are a much better team, aren't they?
They are on paper.
If you say which is the better team at the moment in terms of confidence
and
Arsenal like wipe the floor with them. But it's like Louis van Gaal's got the Alex Ferguson touch. But Ferguson's teams didn't play this. Ferguson's teams won even when they were playing badly. But
they never played like this, did they?
Was like 3 stone better than this Louis van Gaal. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. I mean, they'll win it though, won't they?
Look who they play lately. Newcastle, Sunderland, Swansea, Preston, Burnley, West Ham.
Beat Liverpool 3-0.
That was when Liverpool were like Burnley and West Ham. Yeah, but, you know, let's see how they get on in next week, I think it is. Yeah, let's see how, you know, that'll be a test for them.
There's a bit I do like here. I've been saying in the past few weeks I can't back Arsenal at odds on, but you give me Arsenal anywhere at 19-10, you know, barring, you know, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, obviously, and I've got to have a go on that, I think. I think Rooney might get a goal. I think we could see an entertaining game here. I think Man United will go out to win the game. I like Rooney to score in an Arsenal win, actually, because I think, you know, Rooney's now famously never won the FA Cup, and no one seemed to realise this, you know, a few months ago. Now it's all over the place, this stat. So the lose cast, it's called. Rooney to score in an Arsenal win would interest me. And I think Giroud's obviously found some great form recently. Read a really interesting article about how Sanchez has kind of been put in the shade a little bit by the fact that Ozil and Giroud have come back and almost crowded him out of the area. And that's why we've seen a dip in his goal scoring form. But he obviously grabbed one in the midweek. Mm. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win 9-2 looks a big price to me, but I'd take either of the others as singles. Arsenal to win, I like that. But I think Giroud, you know, at 6-4 any time. I'd probably rather back Rooney at 11-8, to be honest, than Giroud if I'm picking a favourite in the goal scorers. Mm.
Wayne Rooney and David De Gea, I think the two players that actually might end up coming out of the season with a little bit of credit, they seem to keep their form.
Well, actually, we're saying we don't know what's going on. That's the reason why they're doing so well. David De Gea. Because again, midweek, he saved them again.
Yeah,
without him, they'd be mid-table.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. If they had
a keeper of his ilk.
Yeah, that's right. If they had an ordinary keeper, they'd be still be in a relegation zone. How bad they've been.
But fair enough for signing them. It is their keeper. It is their player, isn't it?
It's like
saying without Aguero, City wouldn't be where they are. Yeah, he is their player.
But United shouldn't be as short as 11-8 in this game. I can't explain that win at Arsenal earlier in the season, the 2-1 win, because I think they were full value for it as well, if memory serves.
Yeah.
And they've got a great record over Arsenal at Old Trafford recently. But, you know, that was a different United, and I just can't see them. I really cannot see them winning this game. I think Arsenal are good things.
And Lee, just to pick up on something you said you think Louis van Gaal and his side will go out and try and win this game. I think they'll go out and do what they've done all season and keep possession in non-dangerous areas. What makes you think they're going to go out in a...
Well, they go out in the first halves and, I mean, as I've said to you, they go out in the first halves and try and score goals. That's what they do. You only have to... I mean, the stats don't lie, do they? I'll go back through the text if you really want
to.
But in all seriousness, though, without going back over that argument, they scored more goals at home in the Premier League than any other team.
Yeah.
They scored more goals by, I think, was it five, I said, than any other team in the first half. I think they've scored 18 to Chelsea's 13 or something in the first half of games. Their shots to goal ratio is the highest in the Premier League. You know, all these stats, they can't be lying. They do go out in a certain way. Now, obviously, not every team is Arsenal. But, you know, they did against Liverpool, as Derek said, Liverpool. They haven't, you know, we've still got to see Man United against some of the better teams, haven't we?
We're going to see the next 6 weeks is exactly. Going to be very interesting,
so
isn't
those,
it?
I mean, I think your point, and you know, is that it's fine looking at historical stats. You've got to look at games. Just because they've done it against Burnley, or they've done it against West Ham, or they've done it against Liverpool when they were crap, doesn't mean they're going to do it against Arsenal, against Man City and
Absolutely.
Chelsea, which is understandable. I get that. So that's why I didn't bring this up initially. Because I wonder, it's a different kettle of fish playing Arsenal. But yeah, I mean, nearly two to one for Arsenal.
So both of you two chaps going with 19-10 Arsenal.
Got to. Just on a price basis, you've got to go for Arsenal, haven't you?
Definitely.
You can't back the shortest price of the three. I don't even have the draw over Man United, of course. So that's the biggest price of the three.
I think a lot of people, Derek, might be looking forward to that match in a couple of weeks' time against Liverpool at Anfield. And I'm sure if Liverpool are a price... around about the even money mark, that will be gobbled up, won't it?
I think there'll be more than that.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What do you go for in this Man United Arsenal Cup game? What are you thinking?
I think it might be a draw.
Mm.
In the past, you'd see that price on Manchester United. I know a lot of things have changed and it's two very different sides now and Manchester United don't look strong. But he keeps somehow finding a way of getting results, and I think 11-8 short enough, but I wouldn't want to be back in Arsenal either, so I'd go with the draw there.
Yeah, that's fair enough. 12-5. And they've had an exceptionally easy route through this competition, really, haven't they? I mean, you know, they made a meal of Cambridge. They beat Yeovil. They made a meal of Cambridge, but then beat them in the return leg after Cambridge had hit the woodwork.
Yeah.
Beat Preston in the end 3-1, but had to...
that wasn't straightforward.
No, it wasn't really. I mean, looked it in the end, didn't it? But it wasn't straightforward. So, yeah, I think... I don't know why I'm not convinced, Derek, and it's 19-10. It's a strange one, this.
Mm.
Anything could happen.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.